Cora?
Morning, Cora.
I'm great this morning. We've been busy celebrating nurses until about 5 a.m. this morning online.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so today is International Nurses Day. Mm-hmm. Globally, the world decides to celebrate nurses and express thanks and appreciation. And it falls on Florence Nightingale's birthday, which is today, May 12th. So you'll see different celebrations in the US and the UK. And the Irish contingent, which is our attempt today, is to get the hashtag Celebrate Nurses trending. And it coincides with our website, celebratenurses.ie, where you can go in and leave a word of comment or thank you to a nurse who's maybe touched your life. So we have comments in there ranging for, you know, a thank you to a hospice nurse who helped me when my parent was passing, or to a maternity nurse who helped me become a mum, and all the realm of areas that nurses work with and touch our lives. But maybe in the moment you didn't get to express your gratitude the way you would like. So now this site allows you to go in and post those comments. And we create an ebook so that a nurse can go in and just check out what people, you know, really think of their profession and show our appreciation.
Brilliant.
My granddaughter's mum is a nurse in the Manor Private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the coronary care. So she's a nurse, and never thought she'd ever be a nurse, but she is, and she's doing very well. But and she is a great nurse now, so I just have to give a shout out to her.
Fantastic. See, everybody knows a nurse they could celebrate today. They could send a little thank you. They could send a little message. They could go onto their Facebook page. You know, we celebrate Toast Day. We celebrate Irish Coffee Day. We celebrate, God, we celebrate the opening of a jam jar sometimes. So today on May 12th, we don't, there's every single one of us either knows a nurse, is related to a nurse, or has a nurse be a special person in their life. So, yeah, that's what we want Ireland to trend today, using the hashtag Celebrate Nurses. And we also want just people to, you know, text someone off the phone going, oh, today's your day, I know you're a nurse, and I want to thank you because what I think you do is amazing.
Brilliant. But, you know, with that day, I get the sense that, do you believe, or is it only me that think, sometimes we see that we don't appreciate the work of the nurses as a society, which we need to do, and we undervalue the contribution they have to the society. What do you think?
I think you are, well, I think I share your thought. I think that if your son or daughter came home and said, Mum, I'm going to be a doctor. You're, oh my God. Mum, I'm going to be a nurse. Yeah. Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
It's a lot of hard work. Yeah. You're working in conditions that are quite tough. So I do think that globally there's a shortage of nurses. There isn't enough who are entering the profession. I think there's been a lot of steps to address that, you know, nursing degrees, specializations, you know, promotion of what nurses can do. But I do think that as from an education point onwards, from that early start, we need to say, you know, nurses are key to our society, as valuable, as recognized, and as important as doctors.
So what do you think, what is the reason, Cora, for this ingratitude?
I don't think it's an ingratitude. I think it's more of a case of visibility.
All right.
And maybe a little bit of sexism. The fact that doctors in the past would have been men and women would have been nurses. I think it's obviously the whole movement of the women into the workforce and becoming, you know, professionalism. You know, up to the 70s, there was a marriage ban in Ireland for anyone who was married to work. So, you know, you have a whole new generation now who don't have those barriers or those stigmas, but we need to address where we hold the position of nursing, radiographers, physiotherapists and doctors, and they all need to be valued for their contribution, as opposed to maybe a tier system saying Joe is better than Mary and Mary's better than Juan and Juan is better than Isha or something else. I just think the profession needs to be valued, and for that,
Cora, can I ask you as well, do you think that there's a lot of male nurses coming on the scene now?
The numbers don't suggest that there is an awful lot, but they will definitely show that there's a growth in it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, but the numbers don't show, like every profession that has, you know, a lead of one gender or another, that's something you're seeing slightly changing, but not majorly to the point whereby it's equal. It's not that in any stretch.
But Cora, when it comes to training and education, I know they go on a lot of education and training in terms of medicine, because they have to be in the hospitals. And the way I look is, you know, that the nurses are kind of, they're nuns to the hospital, their dedication, their commitment, everything. But why do you think that we don't celebrate, we don't celebrate their work, and we don't, you know, see their work as equally important, you know, like the doctors?
I think we do. I think when you've had the experience in a hospital, I think you value the nurse as much, if not more, than the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the actual experience of being a patient totally addresses that stereotypical difference or differentiation. But I think when you've had the experience of it, you recognise that without a nurse, you wouldn't be comfortable to leave your mum or dad in a hospital ward.
Yeah.
Without a nurse communicating with you and what things are going, and everybody has a different role to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the stereotype is, broken down when you have the experience that you know what a nurse is and you know who the nurse will be when you walk in. So I can't tell you, the names of the doctors have been who've cared for my mum, but I can tell you the nurses who looked after her in different hospitals.
Because they stick with you, like, you know what I mean, through everything.
They do.
Like, you know, I know so Susan, my granddaughter's mum, she was just telling me some stories, like when she was actually in the main hospital as well, like, and very sad, like, and she'd say, like, listening to her, and she'd be saying, oh, we were, like, because if somebody passed or something like that, and they were after being, like, helping them for the past few weeks or whatever, or months even, and they would get close to them in a lot of ways, and even though they try to not be, but they can't stay, it's
unavoidable, yeah.
And she says, oh, we do be all bawling, like, we do be sobbing when somebody that we've known and that has been really a great patient that passes, even, you know, it's just very, very sad, especially if they're young as well, you know.
Yeah.
So it must be very, you know, and I just say to her, God, I think yous are all saints, you know. Like, okay, you can get the odd cranky nurse now, but they're usually old and batty.
That's like, right.
Me. I've had experience with them all, as, you know, we probably have at some stage, you know. But, like, the change in the nurses as well over the years, can I just mention as well, Cor, do you remember, now you're probably too young to remember this, but, like, before they ever started wearing the scrubs and stuff like that, or the trousers, they used to be the uniforms, like the dress uniform, wasn't it, and the little hat? Do you remember them?
Yeah. I have three aunts who are nurses. They nursed in England and they nursed in Ireland.
Sorry.
And I remember thinking when I was a kid, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to become a nurse. Because I wanted one of the watches that you attach to your, and turn it up.
Oh,
I thought they were the coolest things ever.
Ah, God. No, and it's like, because I remember as a kid, we would have got nurses' outfits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're a kid, I'm going to be a nurse. But my God, no, there's no way I'll be able to do even one iota of what you do. You know,
And she does it, and you think you know how valuable it is.
Well, I've been in hospital a couple of times, so I know what it's like, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, doctors come around, as you know, they come around and do their rounds and whatever. You see them maybe once, maybe twice if you're lucky in the day. And but the nurses are there on hand, like nearly 24/7, you know.
So you develop a kind of relationship with them.
Oh, yeah. My nurses in hospital used to sit and yap to me and everything, and, you know, to have loads to yap about, like, you know. That's when they could, when the sister wasn't around. But, are you in Connolly Hospital?
No, so where this came from is, we have a job board just for nurses, and 5 years ago we were trying to see how could we attract nurses, and we checked out, like, what are the ways in which nursing and the nursing profession are celebrated.
Yeah.
So I was not aware of International Nurses Day until 5 years ago.
Oh,
and then we went online and we could see they were doing conga lines in Trinidad, they were doing Day in the Life of a Nurse in America, in the UK, cancer care nurses, over 1,000 of them gathered together to hold hands to do a line of peace in Westminster. Today there'll be a mass to Florence Nightingale and to all those in the profession. and I couldn't see anything at that time about what Ireland was doing to show our appreciation. Our nurses are the second best trained nurses globally in the world behind America. We are recognised, we are in demand. If you went onto any job site in Australia, Canada, the US, Irish nurses are welcome. We have some incredible nursing schools, Trinity, UCD, the Royal College of Surgeons. We have such a diversity now of European and international nurses who train here and either work here or work abroad. But I couldn't see something that Ireland was doing, so hence from that came a campaign to recognise nurses. We've had 12 nurses here in the office, and they've had the an image consultant called Frances Jones. So dressed like a superhero, you know, a day out of scrubs, and she did the image consulting with them. We had Grainne Bauer, who's a mental health and stress coach, and she was saying to him how to think like a superhero for yourself when you're not doing it everybody else. We had a diamond jeweler online give us diamond vouchers. We had Killishy House give us a voucher for an overnight stay. We had Intimate Lingerie, Pauline, give us vouchers for a hamper. We've had, so they were the events in the house. The VHI clinics have taken our Celebrate Nurses thank you books and put them in all the waiting rooms, and we've collated all the thank you nurses.
You're getting a lot of appreciation, actually.
Pardon?
You're getting a lot of appreciation.
Yes, we wanted every, so it's a year-long campaign, but on this day, so we've just got news in, we are actually trending, so keep everybody using the hashtag. So just for today, we ask people, we do the digital push for today. This is the annual event so that we can populate the book. But you will see nursing homes across Ireland today in the daycare centre. The residents will host a tea party to tell the nurses how much they care for, how they care for them and their
Brilliant.
Homes. The Laura Lynn Hospice, they're having a coffee morning for their nurses to show their nurses how much they care for them. There's an event on with the HSC in St. Mary's in the Phoenix Park. You know, there is individual facilities where nurses work are having their celebration. But we're saying publicly, we would like this to be, you know, to become nationwide fever, that everybody who has a nurse on their phone will send a text to a friend today or go onto Facebook and just say, you know, we think you're awesome. We don't know how you do what you do, but we are so thankful that you do it.
Brilliant. But come here, Cora, before I let you go, do you mind to give a website or address and, you know, some of the information about that campaign if people want to know more
Perfect.
About it?
So the hashtag that they can use is Celebrate It. So it's hashtag Celebrate Nurses. And the website where they can go in and add their words of thank you and then we collate them into the ebook is a website called celebratenurses.ie. So what I do is I can send a link to your Facebook page or maybe onto your Twitter, and we'll just leave them there so people can go in and tweet.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And wish you very
on.
Good
and
luck.
Don't forget today, go and do and say thank you to a nurse, you know.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, thank you very much, Cora, and it was interesting talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you in the future as well
thank you
to
so
talk
much
more about
Have
it.
Have a good day.
Thank Bye-bye. You.